playing with honor again. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective. The first MHSAA Lower Peninsula champions of the new school year will be determined this weekend in boys tennis and girls golf, and the two sports seem to find themselves going in different directions on the topic of sportsmanship, of gamesmanship, of playing with honor. In sports like football and basketball, your game strategies focus on trying to play your strengths to your opponent's weaknesses. You look for opportunities for mismatches where your players have an advantage over their players. It's the way the game is played. But in tennis, that's not how you play the game. And an issue high school tennis continues to try to come to grips with is the stacking of lineups, intentionally putting better players in lower flights to try to gain an advantage, rather than following the rules where you set your lineup with your top player going against your opponent's top player, and then repeating that as you go down the card. The issue is serious enough in high school tennis in Michigan that the MHSAA convened an ad hoc committee last year to dive into the ethical issues, the outright cheating that is the stacking of the lineup. At the table and squirming the most were coaches from schools with a history of stacking their lineups. It certainly raised awareness of the issue, but the jury is still out on its effectiveness based on some of the charges of stacking again that were raised during last weekend's MHSAA regional tournaments at several locations. One that stuck out to me was a school which placed a USTA nationally ranked player at number 4 singles, which meant that if the school was playing with honor, there were 3 players that were better ahead of this nationally ranked player. Right. And the problems go beyond that. The schools being accused of cheating, of gamesmanship, of stacking, weren't necessarily those trying to vault themselves to the top of the heap. They were the schools already there, desperate to keep themselves at the top. It doesn't stop even there. The schools concerned about the stacking taking place by their opponents were frantically calling the MHSAA office asking for intervention, providing all kinds of documentation about the stacking, but unwilling to do the honorable thing themselves by formally confronting the cheating school and asking our office not to mention them as the party turning them in. That's contrary to what schools are supposed to do when they join the MHSAA every year by school board resolution. They agree to become the first line of enforcement of the rules, which includes putting their names on the line when calling their neighbor on something. All of this reveals is one of the oldest forms of gamesmanship, that there's no honor among thieves. Coaches don't want to turn in other coaches for wrongdoings because they don't want their neighbor to narc on them for something down the line. And these people call themselves teachers, teacher coaches, educators. All they're doing is perpetuating a culture of cheating, and they have no business being around our kids. Meanwhile, on the links this weekend, the golf community will be conducting its finals in the most honorable way possible, having the players police themselves. For a number of years, foursomes in MHSAA tournament play would have adult observers, usually coaches from the participating schools, there keeping score, primarily to keep scoring mistakes from occurring, but also to keep disputes and cheating to a minimum. Well, times change and the golf community has changed its attitude about observers. They feel with the coaches out and about on the course observing and coaching their players during tournaments, and with the help of local tournament administration, going back to the most honorable system of keeping score, having the players do it themselves, is the best way to do business. And what a great lesson it teaches our young people. Maybe those in the tennis crowd who can't seem to separate themselves from cheating could take a few pointers from the golf crowd. I've said it before over the years on this program that if our games are indeed educational, then they must be played in an honorable way. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.